This podcast is a production of East Texas Broadcasting. Find more at easttexasradio.com.
Governor Abbott was in Eagle Pass Monday touring the border. The governor says agents are apprehending around 7,000 immigrants a day trying to cross the border illegally. But had Title 42 ended, as the president wanted, Abbott says that number would be around 18,000 a day. Abbott says the cartels are encouraging immigrants to try to cross the border in places other than ports of entry to keep Border Patrol agents busy.
Only when they're fully occupied are the cartels able to get across the border the high valuable assets they want to get across the border, whether it be drugs or special personnel, whatever the case may be.
Operation Lone Star is going well, according to Governor Abbott. Last year, he signed a law that provided $3 billion in funding for border security, adding $38.4 million to the program. He says other states have seen an increase in illegal immigrants because they have been driven from the Texas border.
This is our southern border for the United States of America. And with every day that Texas has success, it may mean failure for some other state. That means failure for the United States of America.
Agents have seized enough fentanyl to kill every man, woman, and child in the country, according to Abbott. An investigation commissioned by the Southern Baptist Convention describes decades of cover-ups of abuse among its clergy members and leadership. David Closey, with the group SNAP, which has been fighting sexual abuse in churches, says this is a familiar pattern.
It wasn't just inaction on the part of a Baptist hierarchy, but the Baptist officials took, and presumably are still taking, concrete steps to help the victimizers, the guilty.
The 288-page report says survivors and others repeatedly shared allegations with the convention's executive committee and were met with resistance and outright hostility. Today is election day for the Republican and Democratic primary runoffs. Polls will be open from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. Memorial Day is the unofficial kickoff to summer, and the Texas Department of Public Safety is reminding drivers to celebrate safely as they enjoy the holiday. Today through May 30th, the Highway Patrol will participate in Click It or Ticket, as well as Operation Care. Texas A&M Commerce has named Dr. Tammy Vacha-Haas, Ph.D., as the university's new provost and vice president for academic affairs. She comes to Commerce after last serving at Boise State University, where she was dean of the graduate college since 2016. The city of Bonham and Fannin County are working hard to keep the Sam Rayburn Memorial Veterans Center from leaving town. Bonham Mayor H.L. Compton and Fannin County Judge Randy Moore have written to state representatives and to Dennis McDonough, the U.S. Secretary of Veterans Affairs, asking that the VA maintain its hospital facilities in Bonham. Residents of neighboring counties served by the Bonham VA are also urged to write to their elected representatives. A Pontotoc County, Oklahoma teenager charged with first-degree murder for fatally stabbing 18-year-old Jamon Kirkland at a park in Stonewall has entered into a plea bargain with prosecutors. 16-year-old Ryan James Campbell pleaded guilty to second-degree murder and was sentenced to 20 years in prison and 20 years of probation. At least one person was killed and an unknown number of people injured in a crash Monday night on FM 751 in Hunt County near Quinlan. One of the vehicles involved was reportedly a Hunt County deputy patrol vehicle. No other details were available, and the investigation is continuing. Hopkins County deputies stopped a vehicle for an expired registration and equipment violation on I-30 in Cumbie. The driver, Jaleel Devante Gibson of Missouri, admitted to having marijuana and a handgun in the vehicle. And during a subsequent search, the deputy found a trash bag containing about $66,000 in American currency. Gibson was charged with money laundering of more than $30,000 but less than $150,000 and possession of a stolen firearm. European nations have confirmed dozens of cases in what's become the largest outbreak of monkeypox ever on the continent. The U.S. has confirmed at least 2 cases, and Canada has confirmed at least 5 so far. Belgium just introduced a mandatory 21-day quarantine for monkeypox patients. The World Health Organization says the most recent surge in cases appears to have been spread among men who have sex with other men. 4 people were killed in a head-on collision on I-45 near Wilmer Sunday night. Police say Francesca Fuentes was northbound in the southbound lane with 2 children in her vehicle when she collided with an SUV. All 3 were killed. The driver of the southbound vehicle, Palestine ISD coach and teacher Michael Coyne, was killed. 2 students in his vehicle were seriously injured. Coyne had taken the students to the Mavericks game Sunday night. I'm Dave Kirkpatrick.
This podcast is a production of East Texas Broadcasting. Find more at easttexasradio.com.